every bump, every result. Length Bumps 2012 on Cam FM 97.2. We can go live to the Riverside right now, where there's going to be some particularly brilliant commentary going on. I've got Em at the Riverbank, and the four-minute cannon's just gone, has it, Em?
The one-minute cannon has just gone, Anne, actually. So we're 1 minute away from starting Lent Bumps 2012. It is really good weather for rowing here today. It's quite calm, relatively cool. Keep everyone nice and all right as they row down the river. So I'm on my commentary team today. I've got Tim, Lydia and Ollie. I'm at Ditton Corner. Tim's going to start us off from first post corner. Tim, do you want to run through the lineup for us?
I'm over near the start. The 1 minute gun's just gone off. The boat's being pushed out as we speak. At the front we've got Adam Brooks, followed by Claire Hall, 6-2, Queens 3, Wilson 2, Emmanuel 3. Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, carry on.
Yeah, Emmanuel 3, Pembroke 3, Sydney Sussex 2, Christ 3, Homerton 2, Queens 4, Downing 3, Hughes Hall 2. Oh, actually, they've just gone. So I've got Adam Brooks coming up close. They're looking very strong at the front. I'm not sure there's going to be much bumping for the time being. And Adam Brooks are coming up past me. Very aggressive rowing there. Looking very, very good in time. Behind them, we've got Claire Hall. Claire Hall speeding past. Gaining actually on Adam Brooks, might be because they're going around the corner, but behind that we've got Fitz 2 in grey, very silent but deadly, and they're actually being chased very, very closely by Queen 3. Quite a long way behind we've got Wilson 2, yeah, quite very long way behind actually, and on their tail, Emmanuel 3. But again, quite a fair distance between these two. Before that, Pembroke. I actually think it might be worth passing over to the next post. I reckon they might have got there by now.
Here at Graffy, this is Lydia. Adam Brooks and Claire Hall are still going. Claire Hall are gaining. They're probably, I don't know, quarters of length maybe, but they're still going strong. Adam Brooks are fighting them off. They've gained a little bit back. We've got... Behind them, we've got Wilson, I think. So, meaning, has anything happened between Queen's M3 and Fitz M2? Back to you, Tim. We've got overlap here. Adam Brooks has just conceded, so we've got a bump. Claire Hall on Adam Brooks. That's what's happening at Graffy. We've also got... We've got Fitz M2 coming round. They're just going to row through now. If these two boats can clear the river in time. So just to confirm, we've got Claire Hall bump Adam Brooks. Fitz M2 are still rowing through. Tim, I can see someone pulled over to the bank just after Berto Connor. What's that?
I'm just running over now to have a look.
I'm
running, guys.
Bump on Emma M3 seems to have pulled over, or are they just crashed? I think they've carried on.
Guys, we've got Queen's 3. They're pulled over on the side of the first corner. So I'm not quite sure what's happened there. Maybe they've been bumped.
We're looking like we've got a bit of a sandwich going on at Graffy now. We've got Emma M3 at the front. We've got Christ in the middle and we've got Homerton at the back. They're all around about half a boat length apart at the moment. Homerton are taking a tight line around the corner. There's still a Claire Hall boat in the middle of the corner, which is making the cornering quite difficult. Emma's taking a really wide line. They're all following that wide line down. Tim, what have you got?
Can I just confirm Queen's 3 have been bumped on the first post corner?
Yeah. So we've still got that sandwich going on at Glasson. Owen's going to take a really wide line. The other two came slightly more into the corner. They've fallen behind a little bit, so we've still got Christ chasing Emma.
Okay, I can confirm I'm
Sorry, I'm at Dipton Corner. I can confirm Fitz are rowing on. It looks like they're going to row over. Back to you, Lydia.
Got a few forwards just rowing straight through, and then behind them we've got another sort of four boat sandwich coming down, at the front of which is AIU. We've got whistles coming from Maggie has just bumped Corpus. I'm going to have to turn it quickly so that Gaten can row through, which I'm not entirely sure is going to happen. Because Pierre Horn is still sitting in the middle of the grassy corner, not really clearing out the way, so we may have a bit of an incident. It's holding up course for Gaten, got a bit of a pile up at grassy. That was because Maggie bumped Corpus and Gaten had to row through.
Okay, I can just confirm that Christ had bumped Sydney Sussex. Okay, and rowing past me right now. Okay. Sorry, rowing past me right now. Guys, we can hear you.
Everyone else has cleared out the way. That was after fast bump Corpus.
I can confirm from Kershaw's corner, Wilson, Sydney Sussex, and Pembroke were all bumped.
Okay, now I can confirm that Hughes Hall are rowing over. ARU's two also look like they're going to row over. So this looks positive. Gerson are also coming past me now at Distant Corner. So they also look like they're going to row over, although they're looking quite strong. And I can see Sowan behind them, so it's not looking like anyone else is going to catch. So to run through what we have so far, it looks like Clare Hall has bumped Addenbrooke, Pigs 2 have rowed over, Wolfson 2 have bumped Queen 3, Pembroke 3 have bumped Emma 3, Christ 3 have bumped Sydney for 6-2, Hamilton looks like a row over. I'm not sure what's happening in the middle, but Maggie has bumped Craig across the 50, and Gerson Salwyn looks to run over, and we'll confirm that in a minute. Do you see what it looks like down there? It's been a very busy bump, I think.
I've got Maggie putting foliage in their hair at grassy after they've bumped Corpus, so congratulations to them. We've got further down. I can see the bottom divisions are just starting to row down. I think what happened with the Queen's M4, who were supposed to start but didn't, was that there was an ejector crab on the row down, so they didn't actually start the bump race. I'm being called on the mic. So they had an ejector crab and then a crash, which meant that they couldn't take part in the bump. So I'm guessing that means a technical bump for Downing, possibly.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Lydia. And we're going to pass over to Ollie, who's on the long lead. Ollie, what can you see down there?
We've had Thomason go past way back, Angry Ruskin going past now, looks like they're going to go there too, and behind them, Durkin, who also looks like they're going to go there, so maybe the action is over down here.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ollie. So, just to go through a provisional rundown of the results, Anne, it looks like Clare Hall have bumped Addenbrooke, Fitz looking like they're going to row over, Wilson 2 have bumped Queen 3, I'm not sure what's happened with Emma 3 and Pembroke 3, but I suspect it's a bump. Christ 3 have bumped Sydney Sussex 2, Homerton 2 are over, Queen 4, that is a massive story, they did not start having got an ejector crab on the way down and then crashed. So that looks like a technical bump down in 3. People seem like they're going to roll over. ARU seem like they're going to roll over. Maggie 4 bumps Christ 2, which is a big jump if you think of the M4 bumping M2. Gerson 3 look like they're going to get the run over. And Salwyn 3 also look like they're going to get the run over.
So we'll pass back to the studio and confirm most of the looks of me in 5 minutes.
Keep it tidy, boys. Keep it tidy.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. What an excellent commentary there, and loads of bumps. An exciting race to be had. We have Ollie, who's going to tell us all about the final actual verified results for the M4 division that just happened. Hello, Ollie.
Hi there, thanks very much. I'm here at the Marshalls tent and we've got the final results in. Very interestingly, we've got Claire Hall bumped Adam Brooks and Fitz rode over, Wilson bumped Queens. And then the very interesting result, Christ have overbumped Emmanuel, but Sydney and Pembroke both have technical rowovers. Then we've got Homerton rode over, Downing bumped Queens, Hughes Hall and Anglia Ruskin both rode over, Lady Margaret bumped Corpus Christi, and Girton and Selwyn rode over. That's